The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Moshe Hatshuel, member of the Beis Havad Medical Center, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim and Beis. Mentioned something about the Mishnah on the bottom of Membeis and Membeis. The Mishnah lists Elu Dvarim, She'en Chayavim Aleihem Shum Pigel. Following things, Zinat Chayv Pigel, Machsheves Pigel, is Hakoimitz, Vahakteris, and the Mishnah lists many other cases. So the Karen Oira asks, what's the case of Pigel? How does it Shaykh Pigel by Kteris and Minchas Nesachim and Minchas Kayin? Where's the pigel? We know that there's a klal. The Gemara already lists, mentions earlier that the pigel is only by dalat avodus. By a mincha would be by kmitza, matan kli, and hiluch and aktara. So Karen Ari goes on to prove from the Mishnah that must be from the Mishnah that the halachas aktaris is called an avoda. So. Not going to get involved in the actual proof that he brings from the Mishnah, but that's what he proves. It must be that Halachas Keteris is considered a Avoida. From here is learned out the inyan of not only by an actual carbon, that bringing forth the carbon is Halachas Keteris is considered an Avoida. Like Machsheves Pigel. But so too things which are daima to carbon, which is a mila is daima to carbon, is also bringing forth the baby to the mila is daima to like the halachas akteris, which is considered an avoda, and that's the inyan of the kvater, which carries the baby in to the makam where the bris is done, in the wherever they're going to do the bris. That has the chshivas of like the halachas akteris. Of bringing forth the keteris to the makam of the avoda. So the Darke Moshe in Yeridei Reish Samachei Oisir Aleph says like this, in the middle of that ois, he says as follows, it means from the Maharil, that says that the Maharam said that the Isha that Hanasis Balas Habris Latinoik, the Isha that becomes Balas Habris for the baby by the Bris is Teilichenu Ad Pesach Beis HaKnesses. She should hold the baby until the Pesach of the Beis HaKnesses. V'loiti Kones El Teicha, she should not go inside the Beis HaKnesses. V'liyois, to Shalom the Girsa, Liyois or V'liyois, and to be as well as a Sandik to hold the baby during the Bris. L'hachzik Atinak Al Berkel. The Pritzis Hu Bein Anoshim. Such a Minig is Pritzis Bein Anoshim. Omer Hamaril, Darke Moshe continues that the Maril that Ish Yochel Liyos Levad Bal Bris Ulahavi Atinik. You don't need a Isha to bring the baby to the Beis HaKnesses. The Ish can do it on his own, the entire thing, bring the baby to the Makan the Bris and to be the Sandik as well. Avlam Yesh Lo Isha. If he's married, then Derech Hanoshim L'Sayel Balei and Derech is that the Isha is Misayeya and carries the baby to the Pesach Beis HaKnesses, and the Ish takes the baby from there to the makam of the bris, and he's the sandik. That was the real minig, that the kvater wasn't a separate kibur. Really, the kvater himself was the sandik as well. Chen osa maharil, the Darke Moshe continues, maharil himself did so, that shenasa sandik latinik belo yishtoi. Vehevi atinoik va'atzmai v'lehiniach anoshim lechais v'knaf v'godov, keminik sho'ichzim knaf v'ish hanoiseis atinoik. That's the words of the Darke Moshe from the Maharil, that he did the entire thing by himself. He did not let the Noshim hold on to his beged, which was, there was such a minig like that. But al kaponim, we see that the Isha is Mesayeya to bring the baby to the Pesach Beis HaKnesses, and from there the Sandik on the Kvater takes the baby to the Makam of the, where the Bris is done. Now there is a minig by some people that the baby's mother with the grandmother walk all the way inside into the Beis HaKnesses with the baby, which as far as now I don't really have a makar for such a minig, but we see clearly in this Darke Moshe that it's Pritzis Bein Anoshim. He's not only talking about being a sandik, it's Pritzis Bein Anoshim, but the actual being in the Beis HaKnesses amongst the Bein Anoshim is Pritzis Bein Anoshim. And as far as now, I do not have a makor for that minig. It's a very shver minig. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph brings the Ramah brings this document, and he says, "Ein leish ali esandik latinaik b'makom she'efsher be'ish minshum dehavi kapritzus." If it's possible to have an ish, then of course it's a pritzus to have a isha be the sandik. She helps her husband and she brings the tinaik at beis hakneses. Like he brought in the Darkei Moshe. The Aruch HaShulchan in Ois Lamed Hei writes on the Ramah, V'etzleinu eina minikin. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the minik is not like that by us. L'hasandik ein ha'isha izeres klal. Like we mentioned before, that the minik really is not like that. The kvater is one kibud, the one who brings in the baby to the makam where the bris is done. And the sandik himself, ein ha'isha izeres klal. No one helps the sandik. Rak zehu kibud acher. That's a separate kibud. Shekshemeviyim ha'tinek lebeis ha'milo. When they bring the baby to the beis ha'milo, the place where the milo will take place, but boys, noshim and matinok, al pesach achayder shemayelim boy, and the woman stand outside of from the room where the bris is being done. V'isha machzek as betinok, bekarei keses ubayel lekech miyado, and her husband takes the baby with from his wife with the holding the pillow. Lekech miyado oy bachar b'sula or kamiya bachar b'sula together. V'hu meilicha lemakam mekiza shel aliyahu, and Baal takes the baby to the makam of Kiz Shal Yo, the kernel is a kvater, says Aruch HaShulchan. That's the kibbutz that's called a kvater. The yearly, that the Lashon kvater, Shuhumi Lashon Keteris, the Arminon Mekrisis, the Gemara in Krisis says, Ma Lashon Keteris, on the Vav, Ma Lashon Keteris, Dovrisha Keter Va'ela, Pirushrashi Keter, Shemetame Va'ela Kamakal. That's a Lashon of a kvater, and because Amila, like Aruch HaShulchan, Amila is Daimit Keteris, therefore, the one who's bringing forth the baby to the makam where the meal is done is called something which is similar to k'tiris, which is kvater. It's malashon k'iter. Now, pishinu l'shenis neschalif ben k'iter with one vav to kvater with two vavs, and that's why they call it a kvater. The da shehaminig etzleinu shemei akvater mekabel echor umoysel la'acher va'acher la'acher ad shemoysin la'hamanicha la'kisa shel aliyahu. That the minig, Dr. Aruch HaShulchan, the minig by him was that from the kvater himself didn't go straight to the sandik. From the kvater, one took the baby from the kvater and then passed it on to the next person and from that person to the next, so on, till it came close all the way till the kisa shel aliyahu va'acher kach ba'av. If the father comes, takes the baby, or he's mechabit someone else to give it over to the sandik, which today Kemat, nobody does such a minig, but such a minig of passing the baby over from one person to the next. The Gemara says in Tzadizayin I'm based in Erevin on the Mishnah that tinaik sheyaldasa imay besada, that a woman gives birth in the field on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says moisher lechaver vechaver lechaver afilu heimeya, you pass it over from one person to the next, even if it's 100 people. So the Gemara says, "Af agav the kosher leyado lahatinoik b'meshar moysim zalaze afilu hachim shem Shabbos yavshu ben yinacher." So you're stuck at Shabbos; you can't carry the baby direct to one person. So the only etzah is to hand over the baby from one to the next. So Zakhtar Hashulchan, we see that the Gemara has to say that the only etzah is because of Shabbos. So without that, it's not a safe thing to do. That it's not a safe thing to pass the baby over from one person to the next. Therefore, it should not be done. Kimin the kasha de latina klama lamanasekein. Of his doctor Hashulchan lamaisa, that's the minig, and therefore kasha levata laminig shukulam roitzim lizkois ba'chiza shal mitzvah v'shoimim mitzvah le'edid avara. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan ends off. And therefore, if someone has a minig, which is very common amongst the chassidim, that after the kvater brings the baby in, they pass the baby over from one to the next till it comes closer to the chiza shal yo'. And so people that have such a minig should not be mevatel a minig because they want to be zeichet b'achiza shel mitzvah, and that's the inyan of this minig. So this minig, like we said, is more common by the chassidim, and they call it cheka, and the reason is because they hold the baby in the chek, in the chest, against the chest, And that's because they want to be zeicha to hold on by chizur shal mitzvah. And the oitzer called Menhagi Yishurin brings that this minig is kavod mitzvah shi'asku bar rabbim. Another reason is that it's a kavod mitzvah that many people are oisik in the mitzvah. Why dafka this mitzvah? Many people were zeicha. It's unclear exactly, but that's the inyan of many people of handing over one to the next, is that it's a kavod mitzvah that many people have a shaychus to the mitzvah. The more people that have shaykhs, it shows a chshivas to the mitzvah. Another reason that's brought down is that because Roiv Am Hadras Melech, which is a klal in many mitzvahs, and all mitzvahs, but Roiv Am Hadras Melech. The Einzah Mishum Kavan HaMitzvah, like I mentioned earlier, so Roiv Am has to do with the kiyam of the mitzvah. That's brought down in Chuvas Mishnah Halach. Only if the fiza, yeah, l'chur, it's a starker aura that one can be ma'ir, and I saw after that Shlomo Zalman says this aura in Haskama to the Sefer Eitz Arbis. It's also brought down at Shuvas Mincha Shlomo that you should be makvid that if one is doing this minig, bedavka, that you should be makar of the baby closer to the Kisa Shel Aliyah, and not like many times the kvata will bring the baby all the way till the kisser shel aliyah, and then they call upon someone to take the baby for cheka for this other kibbut, and it comes out that he's really taking the baby away from the kisser shel aliyah. So that's not being mesayeh for the mitzvah. That has nothing to do with the kiyum of mitzvah. Maybe you have the inyan of many people want to be oisik in the mitzvah that shows a chshivas to the mitzvah, but if the nekuda is that you want to be mekarev the baby to the makom hamila, so you don't have that if you're taking the baby away. So therefore, you should be careful that the kvata shouldn't come all the way up close, and when he passes it over, it should be closer to the kisser shel aliyah and not further away. Because that's like we're saying the whole time, that if the inyan is the halacha, like by the halachas akteris, it surely is only a halachas akteris if you bring him closer to the mizbech akteris. Now, another reason for the minig is, like we find by all karbonis, that the kehanim, all the kabbalists in the Mikdash, there was shurays of kehanim that were standing straight, rows of many kehanim, and each one handed it over to the next. Each one handed it over to the next kohen. He was holding the dam, Shavu Mizrak, and they passed it over to do the avodah. And the reason is, like the Gemara says in Pesachim Samach Dal, that they all should be zeicha b'hagoshes adam l'mizbeach. And because mila is like a carbon, either because it's demet a regular kabbalist or it's demet a k'tiris, which is not the time now to talk about riches about. So that's the reason, that's the inyan of this klater, and also for others to hold on to the baby after the klater already brought the baby in. So the Rav in Mesechus Bikurim, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says, V'chol bali umni shav Yerushalayim oimdim lefneyem. That the Mishnah says that whoever brought in the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, as soon as they were coming to Yerushalayim, as soon as they would come in carrying their Bikurim, so Chol Bali Umri Shav Yerushalayim would stand up in front of them. Even though they're in the middle of the Malacha, Afagav the Em Bali Umri Yishayavim Lamoid, Mikol Maka Yishayavim Lamoid Pnei Meviyah Bikurim, the Chaviv and Mitzvah Vishayta. Even though they're not Chayiv to stand for other things, but for, let's say, for davening or certain things that they're not Chayiv to stand for, but when it came to Mevi'e Bikurim, there was a zach of, there was, that the Bali Umris had to stand up because Chaviva Mitzvah V'Shaita. And for this reason, we zok to Rav, he's Messiah like this, Mipnei Tam Ze, Oimde, Mipnei Noise, Hamita, Shehameis Ba, Mipnei Noise, Atinoi, Klebris Milo. When it comes to the mitzvah of standing with Nehemita, and Sai, when it comes to the mitzvah of when they're carrying the baby through the bris milah, so you stand up in front of them. It doesn't mention all mitzvahs, it's not a general rule to all mitzvahs, but this is what he mentions at least. And the Pirish Mishnah Achreina on the Rav is Medayik. From the Ramam Pirish Mishnayis, the Ramam says that the reason why you stand up by the Bikurim is from the Kavarat Tzibur. So if that's the case, you don't have kavod tzibur by a bris milah or maybe by mace. Could be, you do have a kavod tzibur, also within that. It's only by via bikurim. Many people came at the same time to do the mitzvah. So You have to know that he's asking our Ara on the Rav that maybe it's not a Tushtal, maybe you can't compare the two. Taisus Anche Shem says that you could Yesh Litchos, you could be Matcha what he's comparing. That Shiny Hossam by Bikurim, the Ve'idna, the Azlihem, Oiskim, a mitzvah. At the time that they're carrying in the Bikurim into Yerushalayim, that's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the Pasuk says, Ve'olachto. The actual going into Yerushalayim is part of the mitzvah of Avas Bikurim. But over here, by Rismila, or by carrying the mace, at least by Rismila, it's not part of the mitzvah. It's not, the mitzvah didn't start yet. The mitzvah only starts by the actual Maisa Mila. But the bringing is only a heksher for the mitzvah. It's not even a heksher. You can do the meal anywhere. So there's no bichlal, no mitzvah. Says the Taisus Zanche Shem. There's bichlal, no mitzvah in bringing in the baby to do the meal. It's only a chana maybe. So therefore, Meichat Taisi asks on the Rav that you should have to stand up. Maybe zokta. Maybe mikol makom schar psiyus yesh. Maybe there is an inyan of schar psiyus. He says in Kamakul Mitzasikin La Poiskim Elo Reze Kosava Mordchai. He brings from Bishem the Mordchai Shatsrichim Lamoid Kol Ha'om Bishas Hamilo. Sfaran Adim, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, we'll mention soon, that the Mordchai says that whoever is in the basic Knesset, Bishas the Bris, they have to stand Bishas the Milo. Which means the Rav mentioned that at the time that the baby's brought in for the Milo, there's a din to stand up. The Mordechai says that there's a din, b'shas the Milo, to stand up. Not necessarily when the baby's being brought in, b'akol panim, when b'shas the actual Milo, this for a din that whoever is matzui in the basic Knesset then should stand up. Oh, it's not a din, it's not because it's a covet of the oiskim mitzvah, of the oiskim mitzvah, to give covet to those that are doing the mitzvah. It's because of the mitzvah itself. The chshivas of the mitzvah itself to stand up, and he brings the zeichel adavar vayamir kol ha'am barbris. So it's under a din, and it's a specific din to mila. That's because the mila is a bris, and the pasuk says vayamir kol ha'am barbris. So there's an inyan to stand up, shas to bris, but it has nothing to do with the fact that there is someone that's being mekayim a mitzvah, and you have to give a chshivas to the one who's being mekayim the mitzvah. So Reb Kveger and Shulchan Aruch in Simon and in Reish Samach Hesef Aleph, and the Ramah mentions that the Av and the Moyel, when they make the bracha, the Moyel makes the bracha lamila and the Av makes the bracha lachnisai, so there's a din that they have to be standing. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Avol Tovis Anar Shemavarech Noigim Shayyoshev Mavarech." When the Tovis Anar makes the bracha, he sits because the sandik has to be sitting. That's the Rama says that's brought down that's the Rama. Rama says that whoever by the Mila stands, because that's this Mordechai that we mentioned, and that's the Minik. Says Rabbi Kveger, that the Mila itself, which is really the Rama, that the Mila itself not only maybe when the baby's being brought in, but the Mila itself has to be standing, which means not only the Aviyah Ben and the Moyel that make the Bracha have to be standing. Kveger continues, and he brings this Bartnura, this Rav in Bikurim that we mentioned, that when the baby's brought in, there's an Indian to stand up. And then he tells to the Taz and Shin Samach Aleph, talking about the by a mace. And the going Bibir Agros Mitzayin to the Gemara in Sefer Blessed the Milot. The Gemara over there says that after the brachas of the Av and the Moyel, so then the Gemara says Ha'oim Dim Sham answer Kshem Shenichnas Lebris. So the Gemara is assuming very clearly that everybody's standing. Avazak the going calls the Chumra Ba'alma Tznam Eker Adin. It's not a chiyuv, it's a psachumra ba'alma. Well, we quote the Lashon of the Mordechai that they're all coming from. The Mordechai brings that the Ram hoya oimed b'shas kriyas ha-tayra u'b'shas shamal ha-natinoik. He would stand sa'i b'shas kriyas ha-tayra and sa'i b'shas that they were mal atinoik. And he brought a raya from the pasuk ve'amad kol ha'am ba'bris. The raya is going on b'shas shamal ha-natinoik because bris has nothing to do with kriyas ha-tayra. Kriyas ha-tayra has nothing to do with bris. The Yom Kalam Rabbis would be a riot to the to standing by B'shasha Malan Atinik. Rayim in a Talmud, on Rabbalaz Demila, Amal Emer Al Amila, Vah Emdim Shalom Emrim Kshem Shenechon Zerbez Adkan. Like the going, Shtotsu on the Ramah, Shtotsu this Gemara on Rabbalaz Demila, that says, Ha Emdim Shalom, which means that the Gemara is assuming that everybody's standing. But he mentioned previously the Kasha, the Taisis Anche Shem on the Rav, that it's not because of Kavra Oiskim in Mitzvah, it's because of Kavra Mitzvah itself, not because of the Oiskim in Mitzvah. The Sefer Pri Etz Chaim says a teretz that Vibal the Sandik is like a Makter Keteris. The Sandik is a Makter Keteris, the Daimeter Keteris. So Bazei, the one who's bringing in the baby, Misha Meilech Atinoik, who can Meilech Keteris LaKtara. It's like carrying in the baby it's like carrying in the Keteris by every Keteris. Carrying in the Keteris. Like Halachas Akteris. Halachas Akteris is Avoida. As I state in Reb Chaim in Sefer, and Halachas Tmidin Omasaf, and Reb Chaim says that Halachas Akteris blibes in Avoida. Every Keteris, Shabachol Yoim, from Mizbech Apnim, not only of Yom Kippur, which is Lefnei Lefnim, even the Keteris of every day was blibes in Avoida, Lefi, the Rosh at least. Vazoi, you could say, Al Derech Drosh, which is, this Reb Chaim is like the Karen Oyer, that the Halachas Akteris is an Avoida. Vakufanim, you could say, Al Derech Drosh, that the Halachas Atinaik to Abris is called a Chelik of the Kiyum of the Mitzvah Mila. Of course, no one's gonna say that it's Ma'akiv. It's just, because Mila itself is like a Akteris, that the Halachas Atinaik to the actual Mila is like the Halachas Akteris, which we know is considered an Avoida. And therefore, it becomes a Chelik of the Kiyum of the Mitzvah, and like the Mishnah is saying over here in Zvachim and Beis, that there's a din that could be mefagel in the Halachas Akteris because it's part of the Avoida. So that's the Inyan Taka, to stand b'pnei Mevi'a Hatinoik, to stand for the one who's carrying the baby into the bris, because it's considered that you're being mekayim the Mitzvah. Just mention a few things about Kvater, that even though the minig is, like we said, that the minig was originally that the Kvater himself is a sandik, but today they split it up in two, like the Aruch HaShulchan already mentioned, that the Kvater brings the baby in, and then from there the Aviyah Ben takes the baby and gives the baby to the sandik. The actual Milo of the Kvater, even though he's not a sandik, some brought down that he's called a sandik katan. And Ad Kedei Kach, that the Kitz Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Ches Sifir Aleph says that a Kvater gets an Aliyah before the Aviyah Ben. And really, there's a Shiloh, the Aviyah Ben and the Moyel and the Sandik, exactly what's the Seder of the Aliyahs, or the Moyel is the lowest in the list, there's a Shiloh and the Minigan, and Lalach, exactly who's before the Aviyah Ben or the Sandik. But here's the Kitz Shulchan Aruch that says that the Kvater comes before the Aviyah Ben. He comes before the Aviyah Ben. So even though the Ma'aseh wouldn't pass like that, but like upon him, you see from the Kitz Shulchan Aruch the Chshivas of a Kvater. The Nachazach that you see the Chshivas of a Kvater is that the Isha, that's Messiah, to bring the baby to the Beis HaKnesses, there's a stark tzad in the Poiskim that the Shavur Shechal Tishbav, or at least the Zichr from Rish Chodesh, from Rish Chodesh Av, even though normally it's also to wear Big Day Shabbos from Rish Chodesh Av, of Isha, that's Messiah, she's allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos, because state Lashon, that it's blives Yom Tiv Shalom, blives her Yom Tivs, even though the man of Ad is not allowed to, but there's a stark tzad that the Isha is allowed to, and so my claims on the Zach is that the Magen Avraham in Tavkuf Nun Aleph over there in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Sivkot and Gimel, Machzor Shekel over there in Al Yerabo, and the Shabrur mentions in the Shaar Tzion and Sivkot and Gimel. One last nekuda about a Kvater is that there's a skula. I don't really see it brought down in Sfarim, it's unclear, but they say it's Abris brings this skula, that it's a skula for Zerah Shel Kayam. Common shaila that's brought many times is that if a couple wants to know what to do if she's nida, so how they fairzach with passing over the baby. So Lamaisa, Rav of the Poskim, Kamat Kulam, say that there's no eitzah. The only eitzah is to hand it over to someone else or to put it down, to put down the baby on the table. But there is one sad that the Chidah mentions in Yosef Eimitz Simon Pei Hei, that when it comes bedafka to Dvar Mitzvah, he says that the eitzah is to put the baby on two pillows and have the Baal, have the Ish, only take the upper pillow. And he says that they're not going to come to Mekel from here because it's only for the mitzvah, it's only one time, and it's not b'derech kviyas. And even Stamzeh, the whole shaila of passing over a baby is a big tumul in Yerideh and Kuf Tzadi Hei. There's a Pischei Tshuva over there. Ba'akopanam l'maisa la'alocha, everyone should ask a shaila exactly what to do. But the pashto says that it's aser to actually pass over. And even the chidah is not ongenum in l'halocha. But that's the a few ha'aris and the inyan of kvater.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.